Rabies.
In your home.
Yeah, they're not supposed to feel, I don't think he's supposed to feel.
Oh, well.
That is inappropriate.
Too obvious.
Not to mention the fact that Ben, well, he seems to be a little young to be eating something so phallic. Oh, eat so much you turn orange. You feel my heat, I'm just a moment behind. Vaguely racist.
So you like that?
I love that correction. Pandas. Too lazy and stupid to know how to fuck. What do they eat? Drink the fuck out of a milk bottle. Jesus. There is elements of you in every single one of those animals.
Thank you.
You are welcome. You have giant expressionless eyes, much like that lemur. There you go. Look at that. And also riddled with disease, like most of the rodents we saw.
I love watching people eat. Turns out I also love watching animals eat.
I have finally found an animal Joanne connection.
Yeah.
Looks like we have started something.
I never thought they were cute until now.
Well, again, I found animals that reminded you of you, and now you like them.
Yeah, I liked all those foods, except I don't really like carrots. There, I said it.
God, we're going to get letters.
It's a stupid vegetable.
We're going to get letters. Well, you look very cute for our free Monday.
Thank you.
She finally put some effort in, people.
That's right.
Finally put some effort
showing
in.
Showing a little shoulder.
Yeah. And I'm showing...
My shoulders are cold.
I'm showing the fact that I still haven't discovered conditioner. How was your weekend, darling?
Oh, gosh. My weekend was pretty good. I did a lot of work. Oh, I got a compliment ? At work.
Boy.
I'm delivering, like, a coffee to a table, and this older gentleman goes, huh, are you, gonna run for Senate? You look just like Alexandria Ocasio, or whatever the fuck her name is, AOC! And I go, because I was wearing my glasses, and I was like, haha, yeah, and if I put on red lipstick, watch out. But then I was really thinking about it, and the saddest thing is that I can never play her in a film.
Oh, no, absolutely
because
not.
Because I'm not
a
woman of color.
No. When Joanne wants to, she can pull off vaguely ethnic. But in these times, unless you are actually ethnic, you're not going to get the role.
It's then offensive.
Yeah.
And like, there would be pickets.
Yep. You could have gotten
boycotts.
You could have gotten a role in the live action Aladdin if it was made 10 years ago. Now, and you really self-tanned.
No.
But now, not so much. Yeah.
Oh, such a bummer.
Yeah, but even though you're not getting roles because of that, we're still creating awareness, and that's the important thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
Awareness for white actors. There aren't
it's about time.
Of us.
It's about time.
But speaking of...
Where's your Selma?
Speaking of white face, so I was on my break.
Trying to get advertising.
I was on my break at work scrolling through Instagram, and I find Amy Schumer... went to New Orleans, I'm assuming for Mardi Gras.
While you're pregnant? What's the point?
I don't know. She canceled her shows, but she went to get a beignet. And so she went to, I think it was Cafe Beignet. Oh, no. She went to Cafe Du Monde. And it's just, there's video of her just with powdered sugar on her face eating a beignet. And it reminded me of my 30th birthday trip when I was wasted at Cafe Du Monde. My sister thought it would be funny to take powdered sugar and smear it on my face. I am covered in it and just wasted eating beignets. And there's photos.
Give it to me.
I wouldn't not show you the photos.
Should we look at Amy first and then compare and contrast?
Well, yeah. And then I did a who wore it better online.
You said whore better.
Whore better. Everyone said me. No surprise there.
Well, of course.
All those nasty comments about Amy weren't necessary.
It's called online.
But they were funny.
they were funny part. I don't want Joe to look like she's not full on for women's rights.
Okay, so this is the who wore it better. Okay.
You both look like a female Al Pacino right there. It's Scarface all the time.
Thank you.
Just your nose.
Also, people were asking me, how were the beignets at Café Du Monde? I can't really remember, and I threw them up 20 minutes later.
Oh, my God.
It was one of those things where after I ate those, I was like, all right, we're leaving. I'm walking back to the hotel. No idea where I'm going. Had one friend with me. On the walk, I'm like, yep, I'm going to get sick. But like a lady, I made it back. Nicely into the toilet. I also, Garrett, I sent you two other photos of me just covered in an email.
What were you wearing heels? I never understand why when women know they're going to drink, they wear heels. Because that seems like a problematic combination there.
You know how some men like to sports gamble? Well, we like to gamble with our safety by wearing heels while drunk. Yep.
Yeah, you look a little. See, the other one, you just look like you missed. This one, you look a little drunk.
Yeah. There's another one. Yes. Look at.
So you knew that the donut or whatever it was on your face, and then you just sort of forgot about it?
You know, I'm more obsessed with, I guess, patting my mouth than my forehead clean.
Can we do a compare and contrast of Joe in New Orleans and our Just Say Joe graphics? Let's see which one looks more cokey. Because we have we have Joe bombed at Café Du Monde right there. And that's just a cokehead that doesn't know where
also sugar
nose is.
All in my lap. All in my lap.
Again, not where your nostrils at. There we go.
It is funny because it does look like I'm just, you know, getting a little extra on my gums there.
Yeah, you really do. Actually, good call. Maybe you do. You know what? You know how to do it better on the left picture because your nose isn't bleeding.
Yeah.
This one, it's you got to call your dealer and say it's time for us to part ways.
Yeah.
I bet there's no money on that credit card that you use to crank up those lines.
No, that's just a hotel room key.
I didn't realize there was so much of a backstory.
Yep, they're all, you know, it's all electronic now.
Well, you know, if anything, we're just trying to illustrate what kind of horrific problems you have.
What I'm trying to say is it's funnier when you have powdered sugar on your face when you're wasted and you didn't put it there on purpose. Someone else did it to you.
Oh,
as opposed
I see.
To Amy Schumer is just like, look at me. I'm pregnant and I'm eating beignets covered in sugar. She doesn't sound like that, but.
No, that was unbelievably accurate. That was one of your better impressions. I didn't realize that it bothered you that much. What was her explanation for why she had powdered sugar all over herself? Or was it just her being fun and being goofy?
I think she said something about being pregnant. She didn't reference the powdered sugar, but she was eating.
I guess if you are going to New Orleans and you can't drink, although, you know, I'm not putting on for even though she is like 12 months pregnant, maybe she did drink. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming she didn't. I guess it is such a food mecca that I suppose you could still have fun there, particularly if you're pregnant without having any of their legendary booze.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's so much good food. There's a lot of spicy food, too. So if she, you know, wants to go into early labor, they say spices help.
See, and it does seem like you got the best of both ends from New Orleans, because when the last time I was
only
there,
one end, Bill, it wasn't out of both ends.
Again, we call it the reverse spit roast, when you puke and diarrhea at the same time. So, or creating awareness. It's very difficult, particularly if I am on the liquor rather than the beer, for me to eat while drinking. And I've missed huge swaths of New Orleans and their famous, famous food, gumbo in particular, because when I'm there, it's just blackout central the entire time, and I barely enjoy
any of it. That sounds like a delightful vacation. Well, I don't know why you would do that.
Ugh, absinthe, too. God damn it.
Just, like, dedicate one night to that. Like,
why? Why? Life's too short. Wish it was shorter.
Yeah, eat the damn food. Life is too short.
Food doesn't give me as much regret as a lot of absinthe on Bourbon Street will. God, I'm a fucking cliche. What else did you do this weekend? Aside from from trolling Amy Schumer.
Yeah, right? I mostly bartended. I'm sensing a new trend with people who come into the bar lately. A big sending stuff back because they just don't like it. Is that a thing now? They order either a drink or a meal. And when you do a quality check, I don't actually care how you feel. I just want to make sure that if you need anything else like napkins or a drink, I'm not actually curious your critique of the food. Okay. Hi, how is everything? Are you enjoying it yet? Oh, you know, I'm not really feeling this. Can I get something else? Which also means, can you take this off the bill? Because I'm not in the mood for it now. No, that's how you learn and that's how you grow. You order something you haven't had before. You don't like it. It's not going to kill you. It's not making you gag. Just eat it. That's how you learn. Don't order it next time.
Just eat it. You sounded like Weird Al Yankovic right there. That's it. Well, do restaurants do that? Like, if there is something on the menu that you've not had before, but you might want to have it, going back to my wheelhouse, if there's a new beer on tap, but I haven't had it before, the bartender will give me a little sample of it to see whether or not I like it or not.
Of course.
Can you do that with food? Like, you can't have, like, a bite.
No, and that's why you should ask your server or bartender, hey, tell me about this dish, or what are certain qualities? Or if you know there are certain things that you don't like, ask them about it. You're like, hey, listen, I really don't love cheese. So, thank God they tell you there's cheese in that dish, so you won't order it. Do you know?
Right, yes. Or if you have that famous nut allergy that I am told is an actual thing. It's not.
Yeah. So yesterday, because I had the day off, I decided to take myself out on a date.
Aww.
I decided to go out by myself to a nice bar.
That's empowering.
Get some sparkling wine, some sushi and French fries, because that's what I was feeling.
What is wrong with your digestive
There is a couple a few seats away from me, totally a date. I was trying to figure out if it was like a Tinder deal. I think it might have been. However, very strange, it was about 2 o'clock on a Sunday. Guy is in a suit, okay? And the girl looks, she's like a 7, you know, on a scale
That's
of...
a 15 for me.
On a scale of 1 to me being sexist. And I'm looking at them. They seem okay, whatever. Then he pulls out coins and starts doing magic tricks. To the point where I, like, can't not stare.
Are you fucking kidding me?
And she was like, okay, he's doing sleight of hand kind of stuff, whatever.
Oh, man.
He orders for himself and for her. They both get salads with dressing on the side. Another red flag.
Oh, boy.
Then he's had his food for about 15 minutes. When the bartender comes over to ask how everything is, he goes, you know, the lettuce is tasting kind of grainy, like it hasn't been washed. And, like, I would totally want to eat this, but it's just the texture. Maybe if they can remake it. So he gets another salad. But at this point, I think the girl is over it, because she starts not letting him have it. He's saying something. She's like, no, I don't think so. Or like, I don't agree.
No.
So good for her for starting to be like, okay, I sat through your magic tricks, but if you're sending back salads,
oh, man.
I'm going to give you a hard time.
Not that I should talk. I'm basically a born-again virgin, but there is no more sure sign, my grammar is. I'm glad Gino isn't here to be grammar police on me. There's no more sign of an older, advanced years virgin than breaking out the magic tricks. That is rough stuff. That is in lieu of an actual personality.
Nope.
Oh, man.
Nope.
God damn. I actually kind of feel bad for this guy in hindsight.
Well, and here's the thing. It's okay if you're 7 years old, and it's okay if you're 87 years old. But kind of anywhere in between, at a bar, I don't think so.
And it's funny that you mentioned that. I should apologize to my wonderful nephew, Teddy, who recently got a magic kit.
Yeah.
Because you know what? He's six. He's allowed to do that.
Yeah.
When you're on a
yeah.
date at a restaurant, not so much with the coin tricks. He might as well have just told her, I got your nose. I got your nose. Yeah. Like, yeah, wow. Let me guess, they went Dutch.
I don't know. I left before they finished their date.
You are a terrible reporter. I wanted to see how it ended.
I didn't, though. It was, like, really uncomfortable at that point. I was like, it's time to go.
Well, actually, considering you were drinking champagne, French fries, and sushi, I know how the night ended for you.
Really expensive meal.
You're having a date with a toilet at the end of that night. Oh, God. That just sounds terrible.
Not at
terrible.
All. Then I wanted ice cream. You know, it's one of those things.
What is wrong with you? Those are like four tastes that taste terrible together.
No, actually, no. Champagne and French fries?
I guess.
Also, a white wine with
sushi?
Sushi, yes.
Raw fish. French fries, sparkling wine,
that's
ice cream.
Yeah.
I need to go to the bathroom right now just talking to
it. Okay, you've never had sushi and then ice cream.
No!
That is a classic thing.
Nor has most of North America.
Yes, yes, those sushi restaurants with their green tea, red bean ice cream.
They even have fried ice cream at places
there
like that.
You go.
That's my favorite.
Everyone knows that Japan has yet to discover ice cream. That is a fact.
Well, this isn't real sushi we're all eating. It's Americanized.
All right. God damn. Well, and again, with your vaguely ethnic look, people were probably like, oh, yeah, it makes sense that she's eating sushi. They don't know what kind of, like, maybe Eastern Asian look you've got going for you at that particular night.
That's true.
No, not really. I saw your boyfriend a lot this week.
I know.
Weekend, yeah. He has got to be making bank on that commercial.
Just got another big check.
I was watching a lot of basketball this weekend because what else am I going to do? And I don't watch a lot of live TV, and so I never see commercials. But that fucking commercial is on all the time.
Well, was it, if it was a sports channel, it was technically cable. So he gets
paid. No, it was ABC.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Okay, because he gets paid a better rate on one of the primetime networks.
Oh, he was making a lot of money this weekend.
Great.
Yeah, you've got some meals in your future.
Very
ideally
exciting.
With ice cream, sushi, French fries, and Pepto-Bismol.
No. I was good. I
wouldn't have
great.
Been. You've got a better stomach than I do.
Yeah, because,
I'm not sure I still have a
stomach. Because the acid from all the alcohol hasn't worn away my stomach lining.
Wait, you're supposed to have lining in your stomach?
Yes.
Oh, no, you tell me. You got a lot of good videos for us today, and some of them probably aren't going to be great for our guests. They're not talkers, as we call in the business. But apparently, I've DVR'd it. That's industry speak for something that you record that you haven't watched yet, the SNL. But and I wanted to be surprised, but you informed me that indeed Jussie Smollett got his what for on Saturday Night Live this week.
Yeah, huh? And I think it was great that they did. You can always find the funny, so I'm happy that they found the funny in it. But I think that they could have done even more. Basically, the premise was it was a Shark Tank legal team.
You like Shark Tank, don't you?
I do, yeah.
I've never seen a full episode. Everyone loves Shark Tank.
Instead of people pitching business ideas, they were people pitching their legal or their issues, like their legal issues, looking for representation.
Let us take a Jussie look-see.
Up next, Jussie. The controversial star of Empire. Jussie Smollett.
I like this already.
Hey, everyone, you won't believe this, but I was just attacked outside the studio by Donald Trump himself.
Jussie, is that true?
Are there cameras outside?
Yes.
Then no, it is not.
Jussie, why exactly are you here today?
I broke humanity? But if you take my case, I'm offering spoilers for the next season of Empire. I die.
Oh, wow. A gay black man lying about an attack. I wrote Fox News fan fiction about this, but I never thought it would come true. I'm recusing myself because I'm just too turned on.
Jesse, you've got everything I love in a client. You're famous, you're probably guilty. End of list.
Savino and Bonds, injury attorneys, and even we won't touch this.
It's Shark Tank.
Fucking great. Yeah. Is that even a national commercial? I thought that was just New York.
The Savino and Bonds, yeah. I guess, maybe? Yeah. I don't know.
The rest of America won't get it, but boy, are they on a lot. Mostly New York won. That's fucking great. Well, they kind of had to discuss it at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think
even though it's
problematic, I think that was a good way to do it, but I feel like they could have done more.
Yeah, that was more brief than I thought it would be. More brief. God. Well, unfortunately, Gino had to go do a podcast. I think that's code for methadone clinic. But I was trying to convince him to bring his so-called cat. I believe her name is Six. Or, as we call her, soon to be dead.
Are you sure? I thought it was Seven.
No, Seven is my friend who's on the show. Six is a cat that Gino will soon kill.
There's just so many numbers in the world.
I know, and you were never good at the whole math thing. Much less spelling math. But Gino was actually going to do it. He was going to bring Six over here and let Dr. Lisa Lippman, who is coming on soon, examine the little runt that I believe is a product of incest. And again, will soon be crushed by his heavy, hairy Italian body.
Yeah.
And the last minute he couldn't do it. But at some point, I do believe we are going to get Six in the studio. And the one thing that I will make sure happens, Joanne will hold it.
Oh, no.
Joanne's not good at holding animals.
No, animal.
Or hugging
animal
or having
has
feelings.
Learned how to interact from Gino. You have seen in the green room, there are moments where Gino will sit down next to me and I get up because I do not want to be punched. And he's not, it's not bad, you know, it's just this joking punch. But when he does it 17 times in a row.
Oh, yeah.
It does bruise.
Yes, yeah.
So the cat learns all of her playful behavior from him. And Gino has even said that she scratches and
yes!
bites. So why would I voluntarily hold it?
Because I want to see you get scratched and bitten. I mean, this is, I know, again, it's not your strong suit, but this is simple math. Yeah, and to your point, Gino's other pet, a Sasquatch known as Bronson Jones, all 6'8" of him, was significantly injured by Six.
Yeah.
Like, he was staying over at Gino's place, and Six would, like, wake him up by trying to scratch his eyes out. I mean, this cat sounds like a fucking nightmare. But, again, thoughts and prayers for Six actually having to deal with Gino. Is there anything else you want to get to before?
No, let's bring him in. We have lots
of... We have our adorable guests on. You guys, unfortunately, Richie Redding is back. He's the host and creator of Ratchet Ass Trivia, co-founder of not TV shows, I can never pronounce that correctly. And he is the co-host of a podcast called Pets in Punchlines with the much better Dr. Lisa Lippman.
Yes.
Seen her on Dr. Oz. Fox is Chasing News, Good Day New York, and more importantly, our little dog and pony show. Emphasis on dog, emphasis on pony. You guys, welcome.
What's up, buddy?
Thanks for coming on this horrible, horrible snowstorm.
It was real.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Plow out and everything. I mean,
I kind of bought
to get
that.
Here.
Yeah,
stayed up all night.
Like an idiot.
Watching Michael Jackson.
Oh. Thing.
Okay. So I didn't watch it because I couldn't do pedophilia on a Sunday.
It literally took an hour and 50 minutes until they got to the anal. Like,
are you serious?
Worst porn ever. Yeah.
But, I'll get a 7-year-old.
How much I would have to zoom past if I'm paying for that?
fuck out of here.
Wow. It takes a while to get a 7-year-old there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
God.
Yeah.
God.
There's a lot of bait. There's a lot of bait before you do the this is Michael Jackson's penis switch. Yeah.
Dude, it's a bad. This is going to be a very bad week for 45-year-old men that have 8-year-old best friends.
Wait, I'm 43 and I got a lot. All right, got 2 more years.
He's 6 right now.
So, I mean, Joe and I have been doing our due diligence on promoting this fucking thing way too much for the past 2 weeks. I'm kind of obsessed with it. Couldn't watch it last night. Couldn't honor the Sabbath and watch pedophilia. I am going to watch it tonight. Overall, what were your thoughts?
I mean, slam dunk, hands down, no doubt about it.
Well, just...
In what way? That is true.
He's guilty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. But, like, great and, film.
And then, yeah. I give it 4.5 hard dicks. five. No, I mean, the thing that is, that you walk away with is, like, there's no way he wasn't fucking Macaulay Culkin.
Mm. Really?
Oh, well, at the end,
are you kidding me?
It. I mean,
yeah, Macaulay was his golden boy, sort of.
Oh, know? And well, Corey Feldman, if I recall, and again, I'm a pedophilia expert. Yeah. Corey Feldman would go back and forth where he said Michael did molest him, then he said he didn't, then, yeah, again, Corey's got no brain left. But, like, does he come into play in this? Like,
no, he's not yet. Part of it yet. Yeah, it's just, it just focuses on two guys.
Wait, and what do you mean yet? Is there going to be
a two-part?
Is
it two-part only? I think two-part.
But we got to go through a lot of boys.
Yeah, but, dude, it could also.
It's a lot of boys. I mean, I think it is. Like,
it's gonna
a lot of boys.
It's going to trip a whole thing, though, I think, because the reason that there hasn't been anything is that the kids took the parents took settlements and there's these NDAs, but those kids are now aged out. You know, like there's a lot of men now that have a story to tell. And I think if one NDA goes down, like somebody like Oprah might just be like, "Well, I'll cover your lawsuits."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Oprah did. Yeah, there was a story. Oprah recently had on, I think it was like the creator of the documentary along with a few other people. And her question was basically, who was facilitating these meetings and stays between Michael Jackson and these boys?
Yeah,
because things would change as far as where people would stay.
Right. Kept putting the parents further and further away. Yeah.
So, and even the boys have said, you know, there was always security outside the doors. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of people who were employed in Neverland. So who are these people? Because, unfortunately, Michael Jackson is deceased, so he can't defend himself, nor can he really be punished now. But if you can punish the people who enabled this to happen,
there's a guy you see him a bunch and he's referenced a couple times. It's a security guard that's a big black guy with a top hat. Like, that guy.
Yeah, and his assistant who called and said, like, do you want to bring your son over for a year to Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch? Yeah, like, I mean, they all had to know. I mean, I just know from being on Cat Tour with you. Like, they know. The people who arranged these things, they...
Guys, I'm going to go on...
Oh, yeah.
Not molesting anybody.
Yeah, yeah. Richie used to open for...
Whoa.
people who work for the tour, who work for him, I mean, they know. They know what they're arranging.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind.
Well, and so, oh, God, I have so many questions. And now I have to watch it immediately after the show. I mean, after I go to some red carpet events. So with R. Kelly, when the documentary came out, he's fucked, right?
Yeah.
Is this going to change everything for the legacy of Michael Jackson or not? I mean, are the people that are in...
Didn't we already know?
Yeah.
I know.
So
yeah,
it's not going to change anything.
It's like politics. The people who love him will just like cling harder to the fact that he's innocent and these people stink, and the people who don't like him.
Well, there
his music's so much better than R. Kelly.
There is a radio station, though. I think it was BBC Two, because one wasn't enough, that has stopped playing some of his songs.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
Really?
Yes. Not just R. Kelly.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Who cares?
Yeah, right. But that is the thing, though. He does have global fans.
Yeah.
Like,
he also owns the Beatles.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, God. The Paul McCartney's take on how Michael Jackson took the rights from him was amazing. I mean, he was sort of like a vindictive kind of great.
Didn't he pay $500 million for him or some shit?
No, I think he got it on a deal. And he bought the rights to all the Beatles songs and told Paul McCartney that he was going to do it and did. And Paul talks about it to this day. He's like, oh, yeah, that's when our relationship sort of ended. Because they partnered
up. He calls Heather an arm and a leg.
Stop it.
Wow.
Edit that out.
Wow.
Edit it the fuck out.
Stop it.
Well, we have a lot to get to.
Yeah.
I don't know. Richie, do you want to go to your branded segment already? I know. I don't even know if Lisa's aware of this.
I don't think she is. As you know, we are the only—
Love surprises.
The only—
Oh, you're going to like this. Yeah.
The only vet/comedy podcast.
Yes.
And
you actually had Gino Bisconti on to talk about all things
sick. By the way, you holding six for the first time, large disaster of an idea. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I knew
all right.
It.
Wait,
knew it.
Did you actually meet Six? I have yet to
actually,
meet.
Actually, it was my partner, my veterinary partner, who met Six.
Oh, God.
So I haven't, but I've seen enough videos
right.
and
okay,
seen
good.
This is a fucking problem cat.
I mean, she...
Problem cat. Did she finger?
Yeah, I mean, she fully, like, attacks his face and...
Are you serious? I knew it.
You have to see the videos. It's super funny, though. It's really funny when she attacks him, but he likes it. He loves it. He's like, oh,
that's
yeah.
The issue. He
like,
encourages it, so it's behavior that she will continue. To do.
Yeah. That she'll do to your
discipline,
face.
Does it matter, though, what the cat is going to do whatever the fuck it wants?
Yes!
Yeah.
There are great cats who don't do that, for sure. So they're not going to do what they want. It's called training, conditioning. Mm-hmm. You know,
we were actually
not
just,
reinforcing.
This has come
it's
up.
It's the worst!
This has come up a couple times recently. That
it's not Six's fault. I just want to clarify.
Yeah, it's Gino's fault.
There's a thing I'm super fascinated by called it's cat high-rise syndrome.
Oh, yes, high-rise syndrome.
Have you ever heard of this?
No.
That... Cats are better off falling from a higher height than a lower height because they can, like, right themselves. So there's this sweet spot of, like, 7 to 9 floors that they want to fall from, and they can, like, helicopter and land it right.
It's something like that. It's basically they did a study that finding that cats who fall from less than 6 stories sustain greater injuries than cats who fall from greater than 6 stories.
How many cats did they drop to figure this one out?
Actually, I think about 192. I think the study was about 192 cats.
Fucking Mexico is the best.
Yeah, how did they get the green light to do that? Where are all the animal
Mucho
rights?
Los gatos! Arriba! Arriba! Los gatos!
It was a study done in a... Bill loves this. It was a study done in an animal hospital from the cats who actually fell.
And cats cats and sombreros really fly.
Oh, you know there's pictures.
What's so fucking great about this...
Does it apply to predator cats? Oh, wow.
Maybe.
That's a swing and a miss.
Have to
look at this.
At least 3 feet or 90 centimeters in order to be able to right themselves like this. It's got to be at least 3 feet. But
is that really falling
is...
or is that just a gif?
That looks like it's falling.
Pretty fun.
Yeah,
that's exactly how they right themselves. I mean, and the idea is that above 6 feet, when they keep falling, they reach terminal velocity, so they don't feel like they're falling anymore. So they actually, like, relax, and it causes them to sustain lesser injuries. Or the other theory is that these cats just die, and so it's not reported, and we don't know. So.
Oh, all right. Yeah, it's called internal injuries.
That. You ruined it. But what I'm wondering is that... If you're, like, you know, if there, it's like, fire, fire, and you're, like, going to throw your cat out and you're on the 6th floor, do you want to throw that fucker up?
Oh, that's a good call.
Get that extra 10
feet. Yeah.
I would
that actually makes
have
sense.
To do a study. I can't say for sure.
Or if he has to go faster, you throw him down.
Spike the cat.
Really
ball.
Dunk him, you know? Thinking about you, Six, because I'm pretty sure Gino's on a 6th-floor walk-up.
Oh, man. By the
With
way,
no air conditioning.
Oh, no.
Lock the front door.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Guys.
Animal Planet, Guadalajara.
So PSA, cats will fall. People don't think that cats will fall.
And get hurt while doing it.
You can't tease us like that.
Yeah, wait.
Jump.
Let's see this motherfucker get splashed.
No, that's not it.
Oh, this is fancy studio work.
Ooh.
Dude, that's somebody in a studio just fucking flipping
that
around.
Yeah, the Humane Society did not get wind of that.
But, yeah, I mean, the game that we came up with.
All right. Well, I don't know. Like, I had, do we have a possible, we might not. Do we have possible graphics for this? Yeah! Recognize our friend?
Yeah, that's Kenny.
Oh, you know this guy?
I love the way Joe, this is Kenny. He is the only known tiger to have Down syndrome.
Okay.
That's legit. How do you guys not know that? Kenny is a known thing.
I told you by looking at him.
Yes. Kenny, unfortunately, his parents are both brother and sister.
I didn't think he was a valedictorian.
I could have told you that, too.
Wait, by the way, how did we discover this? Did I ask one day if animals can get Down syndrome?
Yes. What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a pretty common question. I mean, people wonder.
Yeah.
It's very rare, but it does happen.
Very rare.
And we had discussed Kenny before. Actually, it wasn't on my show. I think it was on Kumia's show. And I am a font of knowledge when it comes to animals with Down syndrome. And I referenced it on Kumia's show. And we had all sorts of footage about Kenny. And now he's sort of our show's mascot. And it applies perfectly for what Richie wants to do now. And by the way, I usually only save this hat for National Geographic.
No, I'm not wearing it.
You're not wearing it. Richie is.
Oh, thank God.
Oh.
Get the helmet on and start hosting, buddy. Joe and I, it's fine. I think we got rid of all the... No, put it on.
Wearing it.
Oh, my God. What a pussy. Joe put it on her head a little bit at one point.
Like bleed in there?
What, Jerry curl?
It looks like Lincoln's, like when you go and see Lincoln's
pillow Italians...
that he bled on. Like, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, a little bit. It's a fake pith helmet because obviously there wouldn't be a dent in it.
Smells like...
Just put it on.
Smells like King Tut's taint.
I like the fact that you know what that smells like. Oh, look at that. Adorable.
Like it's more like racist Vietnamese thing happening here.
Yeah. Well, this is a history lesson, too.
Yeah. So we're going to play Cute or Retarded.
Look at Lisa's face. She really is surprised.
Yeah.
You're looking at me like.
All right, let's go.
I mean, I'm going to get it right.
Are we going to see? Is it a video or a picture?
We've got some videos.
We'll show the video, I guess, and then you'll tell us.
Yeah.
All right.
So first, we've got a couple of animals. John, you ready for me, baby?
And I'm playing along too because I do not know the answers.
Yeah, we've got a couple animals that walk like dressage horses that have been around dressage horses.
Okay.
I don't know what that means, but I like it.
The fancy stepping horses.
Oh shit, we might not have this ready. Hold on.
The Lipanese? Are you talking about?
All right, 24 hours isn't enough. Heads up, I guess.
Nope.
They're working for the weekend on a Monday.
Wasn't here yesterday.
Ugh.
I know, right? It is disgusting.
Get on this hat.
Oh, my God. Guys, it's just a pith helmet that Gino has soiled.
What happened here? It's got that Gorbachev stain on it.
First of all, Gorbachev has a birthmark, I guess, and that hat has as well. I think we have the videos, do we not? We can go to
something. Yeah, pulling them up now.
All right. I like picturing Richie on a weekend looking for retarded animals.
Well, this is a thing that has happened many a time is that Lisa, like, I'll show her something and be like, look how cute it is. And she's like, it has severe brain damage.
Can you tell right away?
Oh, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah?
And left hemisphere aphasia.
Yeah.
Is it brain damage or is it infrequently just a thing of incest?
Incest.
Well, isn't that like a big thing in the animal world? Like,
it depends. I think I can tell whether it's neurologic or whether there's some incest happening.
Really?
With Kenny, I could have told you for sure. It's pretty cute. Looks innocent so far.
You gotta cut him short. Okay, him short.
Oh, wow.
So that dog, we're saying...
That was just cute.
Yeah. I was saying cute.
Looked pretty normal.
Okay.
Cute.
I mean, I'm confused that it was, we were listening to Japanese and yet he had a Western style handkerchief on. So there's a culture clash
here. Massive distraction. Yeah.
All right, so.
Just cute.
Great.
Oh! Cute. We all win.
Next.
Well, I should play this last. You guys need to go first.
Oh, yeah. We'll get the expert last.
Yeah,
it's a cat. What's wrong with you?
So we have to know what species it is.
That cat grew up around a horse.
It almost looks like there's something wrong with its paws. Like, it hurts, like its hat, you know, so it, like...
That's a new gif right there, what she just did. I'm gonna say retarded.
I still think just cute.
Dear?
Yeah, that's a neurologically inappropriate cat, yeah.
Inappropriate, I love that term.
Yeah, neurologically inappropriate. You guys would say retarded.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I meant mentally different.
Zelda.
This is not a normal gait, and it's not a normal reason. And growing up around a dressage or a Tennessee walking horse or whatever you want to call it is not, like, animals do not pick up behavior like that.
You're right.
This is not an appropriate gait. So something is not connected, like, from the brain or the spinal cord to his limbs. Something is off there.
Okay, so we got two neurologically different and one cute. So.
It's retarded. Yeah. I'm sorry. I was looking up the next question for sure. Yeah, that's retarded cat.
And how do we know? What's the backstory aside from the fact that the cat grew up with horses?
I mean, we got Lippy. That's all we need. We just need Dr. Lippy.
Yeah, this is a tell you.
Go ahead and Google it. Well, usually what happens is all of these videos that go viral that are cute show up on my like veterinary Facebook groups where they're all like, look at this. Everybody thinks it's cute, but it's retarded.
Yeah.
But it's not funny because the cat's, you know, not appropriate.
I mean, terrible. Yeah.
This one is the Bill Schultz story. It is retarded or drunk. Let's roll the clip.
Is it just Bill? Oh, I thought it was just Bill.
Oh my God.
Can we get sound on that? Oh.
Look at that.
Oh.
I already have my answer.
Oh, it's like an inner ear issue or something.
Oh
no, that was me going here.
That's good.
No, that dog is not drunk. What is it called when
vestibular.
You have...
Wow, that's really good. Vestibular syndrome. Yeah. It could be. That's called an attack.
I'm going to say drunk. Expert goes last. I'm going to say drunk.
You know, it has an issue.
In her ear? Or?
Yeah, like maybe.
Yeah, it has an issue. You're taking away its problems.
You're saying retarded.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that dog's. Yeah. What do you think? Dogs can get drunk,
so
for sure.
The comments.
Or high. Actually, it looks like a pretty typical, like, pot dog. Like, dogs who smoke pot.
Okay.
All right.
We see that a lot.
So
it's called an ataxic walk, where they walk like they're wobbly or they're drunk. And it can be from an inner ear issue that's called vestibular syndrome, which is either things like brain tumors, strokes, or inner ear infections, or for no good reason it happens also, in older dogs especially. But
everybody wins.
It can be high.
But Joanne.
Come on.
It wasn't drunk. It was actually recovering from anesthesia.
Oh.
And well, that's kind of like drunk.
The YouTube comments, that dude got lit up. Like, you monster, you're giving your dog alcohol. And then, like, later on, he amended it to say that he was recovering from anesthesia, so he was all fucked up. That was basically the kid that came
from
the dentist.
Is this real life?
It was like Charlie Goes
Dave goes to the dentist.
A little kid that's like, is this the real world?
Oh, yeah.
He's all hammered. That was the real world version of a dog.
The thing I loved about that video is it actually looks like the dog is being like, get it together. Stop. You just hit that. Like, it looks like it's talking to itself, trying to, like, kind of maintain.
Right, but you also, like, start touching the fence.
Yeah.
You touch every house.
Need a little help.
Home.
Thanking the fence. I love this game. Do we have another one?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what this one is.
Are the worst with prep work. Oh, God damn.
I sent it to you. Oh, okay.
Oh, wait. We might have it here.
Oh,
no. Oh, wait. I already have my answer.
Also drunk or retarded.
This is a very famous dog.
Really? I didn't know that.
What? This is who we were talking about on our last podcast.
Oh, no.
I go back to my incest thing.
It's very famous.
This is why you can't buy from a puppy mill, people. Oh, boy. Thank you. Yeah, we need to see this a little more.
Kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely a no-brainer.
No, because I think, like, the tongue out is a clear sign, you know, the tilted head, the bug eyes.
So, like, everything?
Kind of.
Yeah.
But
the fact that it exists.
Still really cute. I don't think these two things are mutually exclusive.
Oh, for sure. I think they make them more. I mean, she has 3 million, at least 3 million followers on Instagram.
I like her.
I think I should have named this game, If You Were a Dog, Would You Still Hit That?
I would not, because I don't think she has enough of a mind to give consent.
But here, but watch.
She
if
also
you
doesn't
watch,
have enough mind to not consent.
If we play the video again, though, she does. Though she does have mind to give consent. She is neurologically appropriate. Look, she stops. She looks at you. There's something going on there, right? She's got.
She just looks like she's always sneaking up.
What's called vestibular syndrome. This is true vestibular syndrome.
That was just early?
Yes. In some dogs, it's unknown for an unknown cause, and hers is just like lasting for forever. But she's neurologically appropriate. She can respond to you and look at you and walk around that store. And
why is she tilting her head like that?
Why is she always in the tampon section?
If you're on a boat, you know, and your inner ear and your sense of balance gets messed up, that's like her permanently. She's got permanent.
Whose legs are those?
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Who's wearing those nice heels?
Megyn Kelly. I told you she was with the tampons. Damn tampons again.
I like that her tail is always wagging, though. Like, it doesn't matter what she's grappling with, she is always happy.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of controversy surrounding her now because she hasn't posted in a little while.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Dude, check this out.
There's conspiracy theories that she's really been, like, you know, deceased for, like, 3 years, but she's still, you know, she's got 3 million followers and she's killing it.
Make loot.
Yeah, so, you can't. Yeah,
there's conspiracy.
Like, that cat in the keyboard.
Well, no, but, like,
30 years ago,
but still pay for posts. That this dog is like.
Oh, sure. Yeah. They have. Oh, yeah.
And they think they're just like racket. Photoshopping shit in.
That kind of reminds me of a show we love, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I don't like that show. I like Vanderpump Rules. Get to know.
Well, Lisa Vanderpump has these tiny Pomeranians.
Yeah.
I think one is named Jiggy.
Yeah.
And there has been a conspiracy theory that Jiggy has died several times, and it's always just like a new tiny dog. That's what I've heard. Or there's multiple.
Is it a new messed up one? Because Jiggy had a lot of skin. He had skin issues.
Well, and just like wouldn't move.
But you know what the thing is? She always dressed him so you could never see it. So actually, we could not really know.
And like for different events, it was actually like different dogs.
Got it.
Is what people were saying.
Positive.
But I don't know. Very
the Kardashians have killed over a dozen animals.
Really?
In the course of their, yeah.
Well, now, who is the bigger monster, the Kardashians or Paris Hilton? Because I remember reading that Paris Hilton would forget about chihuahuas she would buy, and they would find, like, a starved corpse in one of her closets.
No.
Oh, yeah. We can look it up. Yeah, this is true. And
that is just really
sad. I don't know about this, but I do know she's responsible for, like, the, like, surge and crazy overpopulation of chihuahuas in shelters, especially in L.A. They are just run rampant in the shelters, and that's because she made them... She made like them fashionable.
Oh,
also, because people stink. Yeah. But yeah, she made them like an accessory, and people just wanted them, and then realized.
I mean, also screw Taco Bell because the Chihuahua was the spokesperson. But what the hell happened there, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, all those Chihuahua actors out of work.
This is all right. We got a little South Park commentary.
No. That's funny.
Yeah, what did happen to the Chihuahua from Taco Bell?
I don't know. Ate too much Taco Bell,
which is a
I guess.
Perfect segue, Bill.
Oh, wait, I didn't even hear. I was paying attention to the cartoon.
Chihuahua and Taco Bell.
Well, what is the
what story?
Yeah, what story would that be?
You even read the
notes
that you
sent me. Oh, the Taco Bell sauce?
I have animal mating ones. Wait, which one do you want to do? Run the show.
No, some jackass that got stuck in his car. He got snowed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. By the way, you and Joe are of the same mind. I'm as jealous as you are. She pitched this story as well. But, yeah, let's go to it. We've got a video of it, but basically this guy got stuck in a snowstorm with his dog in a car, couldn't get out of it, and Taco Bell saved the day. Let's take a look at the video, which is
I didn't even know there's a video.
You know what, this is me doing my work.
Survives thanks to hot sauce. Jeremy Taylor says he ate a few.
By the way, that dude is you.
Did
you see the other picture of him? He looks exactly like Richie.
Why are we showing a video of him in the summer without a shirt on when he was trapped in the frigid?
This is him at his lowest body percent fat.
compartment could save you.
Yeah, that was bad.
Did he submit the shirtless photo of himself?
For sure. They didn't go.
Did an intern.
Yeah, they didn't go fishing for that thing.
Man.
But yeah, how many days was it that he was?
Jeremy
Taylor
and his dog, yes, in Wake Butte, Oregon. And he's 36-year-old, and he just survived with his dog eating packets of Taco Bell hot sauce.
I think he just survived. I don't think the Taco Bell hot sauce did it. I think he just
fire sauce too.
There's no
survive without You can survive for 5 days without food.
Yeah,
for sure.
But how long can?
See, look at that.
Go?
That does that not look like Richie right there?
Doesn't it also look like you just open the window and fucking dig out instead of eating hot sauce with your dog for 5 days?
Yeah.
Maybe he was looking for an excuse to eat hot sauce with his dog.
Okay. So what I wanted to know from Dr. Lippy is, you hear people like drinking their own piss all the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Would that work for dogs?
For sure.
Would it work to drink dog's piss?
Sure. Yeah. Anything that's going to keep you somewhat hydrated, I would do it. If you need to, like, what's that movie? Like,
would you
where
rather...
he cuts off his arm.
Like,
such a good movie.
Or something.
147 days or something. He goes hiking. It's a true story. 147 hours or something. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, he goes hiking. He gets stuck. His arm gets stuck in a boulder, like in. And he had to cut his own arm off. So awesome. But anyway, he survives by drinking his own pee.
Would you rather
drink I forgot that.
Chloe's pee or mine?
I love the fact that you're thinking about this.
A real good hard think.
Yeah, that's a really.
By the way,
hard
we
one.
Just established that they're not that kinky because she hasn't yet done that with Richie.
I haven't thought.
As far as you know.
Unless she has.
Yeah.
That's why.
That's what gives her pause.
I got a little experience with this, you know? So probably yours.
Really?
I think so. I don't know.
I'm so flattered.
Aw, that's the nicest thing anyone. No one's ever said that about me.
But I love my dog more. Let's not.
Yeah, oh, no, I know that.
Yeah.
If there's a Sophie's choice.
Yeah.
You would probably
getting
just
on that train, dude.
Get a higher yield with his.
Yeah, I think
there would be more product.
Chloe gets yeast infections also, let's be honest.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Is that true? Like, I think we. Oh, God. She's amazing.
She's given me instructions before of like, hey, when you take her out for a morning pee, tell me if it's malodorous because I thought I smelled something last night. Like, get the fuck out of here. I'm not going to smell her.
Oh, my God.
I just want to see people seeing you smell your dog's crotch out of the corner.
I asked Gina, when you have a baby or a pet, everything is about poop also. Poop. I mean, how was the poop?
Yeah.
Did they poop? How was it?
Consistency.
I mean, I need to know all about the poop.
Does it look like
everything.
A payday? Do they have a lot of nuts? Like
or corn.
Boy, we have got a lot to crack into, and we've only just looked at retarded animals. Thanks to Richie. Jesus Christ.
Sorry, buddy.
We have 30 strangest animal mating habits. Because, again, we're a think piece.
Oh.
And I want Lisa's take on all of them. I think we'll go to the bonobos first. And they are obviously the most sexual of the ape family. They solve their disputes not by fighting, but by fucking.
Yes.
And the thing that I like about bonobos.
You've never seen these guys?
Oh, you know about them.
I have to
before.
See a photo.
Yeah. They're very peaceful, but they're fucking pervs.
They tongue kiss?
Oh, yeah.
Engage in oral sex?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Mutual masturbations?
Dude, orgies, all that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Face-to-face genital sex. That's very sweet.
Aww.
Face-to-face genital sex? Is that? I got it. Like,
well, they don't know numbers, so they don't know what 69 means.
And they
so
have a strange penis fencing ritual.
Fencing?
They don't stick it in a fence. I believe they fight with their penises.
You are a new National Geographic host. we've got like a little video of. Now this is because the bonobo is disgusting, and I looked at a lot of these videos and I couldn't deal with it. So here's a bonobo getting tickled. They also laugh.
And in the name of science, we're going to tickle him.
Maybe it is a chip.
It's a chip.
I thought it was a bonobo.
Tickling is a form of torture. Just because you're laughing doesn't mean you enjoy it.
Look at that.
What kind of chicken shit program are you running that you set this up about monkeys?
Couldn't do it, man. I mean, if you guys want to do a couple of things on bonobos fucking, go for it. But they're it's rough stuff. I mean, they are violent fuckers.
Again, this show we have shown worse.
But it lasts less than like 15 seconds though.
Yes, yeah. There's a lot of that.
It's like there's beef cooking, and then finally it's usually the woman just turns around. It's female-driven society, and the female will just turn around, put some puss on him, and then he, like, rolls over and forgets it ever happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
Chimps, so like us. What if anything... I like that they blur it.
Oh, he just turned around on it? Did he keep it in and get the leg over? That one right does he maintain penetration? Ah, oh, can't tell.
I like how you made penetration cute.
Dude, that's a fancy move. If he stayed in.
Have you, Lisa, have you ever actually had a primate client? Like, I mean, obviously they're illegal to have as pets right now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. No, I mean, I did do a rotation at Stanford in the medical school where they do research on
them.
Look at
the sack on that monkey, though.
Holy
cow. No, that's about it.
It seems like the women, the females are the big ones. Sorry to cut you off, babe.
No.
I think you're right. Oh, look at that. Oh, that's called presenting. That's all they do. How do they even have time to eat?
He's living.
Yeah, bottomos look like chimps.
Yeah, they do.
Look at that. No, you didn't do it right.
That's a BBW right there.
I like that they kind of bald. Like, some of them look like Danny DeVito.
Face to face? Are they kissing?
Oh, look at that.
Oh.
See, asking ye shall receive, Richie. And are you happy about that?
Yeah.
Are you really happy about that? I preferred the PG ape. Giggling.
I just want to know what Joanne's looking for that she prefer over monkeys fucking.
No, well, I mean, we've seen a bunch of it, and you said it only lasted 15 seconds. So, no, I wanted to. I know we have others here, but we're running out of time.
So much.
We'll go a little longer.
And I did want to bring something up. I can't find. I don't think you printed it out, but that's fine.
I'll find it.
Quick question: do dogs have clits?
Yes.
I'm going to say no, because she said yes.
They technically do, yeah.
I was right.
Well, what does that mean, technically?
They do.
Like the dog can't find it?
Yeah, exactly. It's hard to find. It's kind of like on the inside. Yeah. It's kind of in the inside. It's like very small. They do. But there are, that so does remind weird. Me, there are a lot of hermaphrodite dogs. And so when they have, like, a lot of times, like, they're the... It looks like just like a very, they get presented for like a very large clitoris, but it's actually like a semi-penis kind of a thing.
Oh, wow.
So it's like a penis inside of the dog's, like the outside is really considered like a vulva. So, yeah, anyway, there are a lot of, it happens pretty commonly. I mean, I see it a good amount on my that Facebook groups.
Well, and again, perhaps I'm going back to this too much, but is that a result of inbreeding? I just feel like every dog I see is probably a product of inbreeding because they're all dumb.
A lot of them are, for sure. But, well, purebreds for sure. But,
really? Oh, okay.
I don't know about the hermaphroditic. I think that's
it's good
genetic.
To get a mutt.
That's why it's purebred, it's inbred.
I don't like it when you use this gesture. Someone...
Well,
conducting this Bill Orchestra.
Since we have a veterinarian here,
that's me.
And I found this article, and I didn't even realize this was the company she works for. It's called I don't have the paper now. It's called Fuzzy
Pet Health.
Fuzzy Pet Health. So basically, it's like house calls, but with vets, as opposed to taking your dog to the vet, especially for people who live in cities.
Six.
Yeah, any animal.
Gina's a client.
For people
Is
who
he?
Live in
yeah.
cities.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Especially if you, and I have seen some dogs in the city that weigh about as much as I weigh. These huge, I call them ponies,
yeah,
but they're dogs.
Pounds. Sure.
And I'm like, how do they live in the city? But,
yeah.
you know, to have to, let's say they hurt themselves, how are you going to carry them? And just the whole thing, cabs and cars and all of that. So people coming to your home, oftentimes you're not a health insurer.
Right.
You know, so a lot of times the ones that do that, it's more about the insurance, and that's not what this is. But what I thought was so crazy is that the guy who started this, I forget his name.
Zubin Betty.
He did a lot of research just about vets, and a statistic I was not aware of is it's the second highest profession attempts suicide
yeah.
or commits suicide.
I thought we were number one,
they're really effective. Yeah, I bet they're...
Maybe now. I'm not sure how old this article was.
Suicides is really a high ratio.
So now, what do you think is the cause of that?
Well, that is... Well, like Reggie was saying, that part of it is that we're very successful at it. So yeah. When we attempt suicide, we know what we're doing.
And good for you.
Yeah, we're going to be. We are very type A, have to be successful. You know, so they're gonna get the job done. But so, so I mean, but that is part of it. We have access to drugs, obviously. You right. can use a solution that you know it happens every once in a while. It's actually a rare way for vets to go, but it does happen every once in a while. And I think it's for different reasons than you would think. What you were going to make some guesses before we were kind of talking outside about
I
why.
I just feel like it must be depressing to have to put animals down.
That makes sense.
To see the relationships between, you know, the owners and the animals and feeling like you want to help, but when you can't, that has to be really hard.
That's it. So
that
it's
makes a
really,
lot of sense.
Yeah. I mean, euthanasia, I think for me and I think for most vets, it's a gift we have to give. I mean, I really think that there are things worse things than death, and to be able to go peacefully is such a gift, and I get like the most thank yous for that. But the problem is people are tough, and the debt to income ratio is insanity. I mean, I have like $300,000 in student loans, and then and then on top of it, people are very litigious, and then also it's expensive. I mean, unfortunately, veterinary care, medical care is expensive. Overhead to run a practice is expensive. Our student loans are expensive. But, you know, you come in and you want to help people, but then they can't afford it, and then they tell you you're money-grubbing, terrible, awful.
You need to pay off those loans.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, and it kills us that we can't help the animals, and we do everything we can. We've got resources to try, but, like, it's really – so that's probably one of the toughest things, wanting to be able to help people, not being able to, having them, the Yelp reviews, the campaigns. I mean, if you Google like veterinary campaigns, there's been so many just awful campaigns against veterinarians for like doing their job or doing the right thing that have been like turned against them, that have caused veterinarians to commit suicide for sure. There was a pretty famous one in New York City actually a couple of years ago. But anyway, So that's really it. It's the not being able to help people, the prices, unfortunately, that people are really difficult, and it's
it's people at their worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just feeling vulnerable already.
And the type of people who gravitate towards veterinary medicine, right? Like women, it's mostly now it's at least 80% women, who care and who are, again, like, you know, really type A perfectionists.
Vet hospitals are basically very well-educated hair salons. Seriously. It's all women. If there's a dude, he's gay. And there's
that's like interesting.
Alpha clashes between girls.
It's emotional. There's no one right way to practice medicine, right? And everyone thinks that they have the right way. And it's tough profession for sure.
I feel like if Joanne practiced medicine, it would be the wrong way. So, that, I mean, there is wrong ways of going about it.
I think I was doing it right. But I wasn't. And then I'd be like, roll the dice.
Fake it till you make it, you know? Yeah. Confidence is everything.
Well, you were saying in the green room, I love saying that, by the way, that dentists were up there as far as suicide
is
concerned.
Yeah, it used to be.
Is there an explanation for that? I mean, you don't lose a lot of patients as a dentist.
I'm not sure. Maybe because I don't know. Maybe they just never got the respect that they got the laughing gas. They don't get the respect as like a doctor that they
chiropractors.
Well,
they're not doctors.
Exactly.
Tell
yourself.
They actually are not.
Mr. Bonecracker.
Well, guys, is there anything else? I told you, never read the stories. Is there any other story you want to get to real quickly before we send you on your merry way? Again, throughout that horrible snow that we're doing right now.
I don't know about stories, but I did have the legit question of why do cats eat their young?
I didn't know cats ate
their
young.
I mean, I was going to say that actually about the primates. I mean, any species can eat their young, almost any.
Really?
Mean, we don't, I guess. But yeah, a lot of species will eat their young. So a lot of time they'll do it if they sense that something is wrong with their baby, like if they're not healthy or they're sick or.
Interesting.
Like you guys would say, retarded.
Tell him.
Yeah, that's not.
We condemn it.
A lot of times they'll do that, you know, or if they're not ready to be mothers, sometimes it's just in them also. So you gotta
Imagine if 16 and pregnant and she ate the baby at the end.
I would watch it if that were.
Wait,
there are some
for
species
it.
Where the father will do it too. Like they'll like try to steal the babies and eat them too. God. So yeah, and it's very different in all species.
The reason that question came up was when I was researching our very fun game, Retarded or whatever it was.
Cuter. I love it when you.
That's will eat
yourself.
You though. I mean, I'm fully convinced if I die, Chloe would eat me. I know for sure because it starts off as like licking and then like biting to try to get awake and then it just they get like overstimulated. And I'm positive that because she already nibbles me. So, yeah,
too,
she'll eat
you
me.
Always hear about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, they'll eat you. Yeah.
I just assume it's because they're starving, but maybe it's just we're delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, the reason it came up was that there was a clip that it was a kitten that it was like a rescued kitten and it was literally rescued from the jaws of its mother. That like it had already eaten the sibling and was like gnawing down on this kitten and it.
I've seen those cases.
See, but again, isn't that like a neurological thing? But it's
he named it Six.
There you go. Six is so
after
cute.
Six
though.
Bites, Gina was able
throw
to
that out there. Thank you.
Jaws
one.
Of
two.
We're hanging out. I'll save you. Guys, this was a fucking delight, and we got to do part two ASAP because we didn't get to 90% of these evergreen, wonderful animal stories. But before we send you off into the horrible snow we're dealing with right now, final plugs or promotions you want to give?
Just check out Pets and Punchlines. It's
very
funny.
It's
the only vet/comedy podcast. It's comics with pets talking to vets. We drop episodes every Monday. This week's is Gary Veeder. And if you want to see me do the stand-up comedy tomorrow, I will be at Fat Black Pussycat at 9 o'clock. Yeah.
Awesome venue. And again, just look for the guy that looked exactly like the guy that subsisted on taco sauce
and
with his dog.
Piss.
Yeah. Looked exactly like Richard. Dr. Lippy, anything you want to add?
If you want some real pet tips, I'm way more professional on my Instagram at Dr. Lise Lippman, DrLisaLiPP as in Peter, MAN.
Do it, or your pet's just going to die. And if it's Gino's pet, fingers crossed. All right, I think it's time to sum some things up. With, there we go.
You look like a little pet there.
Thank you. So there's a new trend going around. I think it's called the cheese challenge, where you throw cheese onto babies' faces or on your friends' faces. I think we should start doing it to pets. Or would that be abuse? I don't know.
It is, and I'm in. This is amazing. I never heard of it.
Anyways, if you want to continue enjoying your Monday snow day, just look up these videos of people throwing cheese slices at their children.
I did not know that was a thing.